Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Victory! Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Your Texans here get a victory versus the Josh Allen-led Buffalo Bills 23-19. They drug Josh Allen to hell.
The Josh Allen bled Buffalo Bills.
Honestly,
it was so bad.
Dude, he got his ass.
I started feeling bad for him after
that. I went there for
after
a second.
After that seven sack, I was just like, ooh.
What do you mean after the very first sack? Where you know, he escapes forward and Will Anderson Jr. just refuses to quit and hits him from behind.
But see, I was fine with that. But once it started getting late, I was just like, this dude is taking the beating, man.
He hurt his elbow.
Dude, he was twitching on the ground.
And his hand. Yeah.
Like, I'm always very aware when a player goes down because you're like, all right, I'm trying to figure out what's happening. What's he dealing with? Is it significant? Is it not? I think we all are.
Yeah.
Josh Allen hit the ground and immediately he was like churning his legs. Like he was like churning his legs as if to be like, yo, he's in real pain. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he was like kind of kicking and banging the turf. And I was like, oh, is he going to play further? Like, did you knock him out of game?
Yeah.
He was in absolute hell. Now, of course, he's a tough son of a you-know-what, right?
I was just going to say that.
So I was like, once he walked off, I was like, oh, yeah, he'll be fine.
They kicked his ass. They hurt him in three different places at least. But I do have to say, as overwhelming, eight sacks, just frustrating him, and I didn't really feel that sorry for him, we got to say, that is a bad dude.
Yeah.
That is a bad
That's
dude.
A big dude. Yeah.
And it's even more impressive that they were able to hit him the way that he's a big dude. They hit him. They brought him down. They made him feel it. Mm-hmm. That offensive line is a bunch of big dudes. They bullied them. Yeah. Like, this defense is some. And it's not just that. Because it's easy with this defense to look at Will Anderson Jr., one of the best pass rushers in the league. Mm-hmm. Danielle Hunter, one of the best pass rushers in the league. And just go, whoa, this defensive front. The back line got all of the turnovers. You won 3-0, and it is number two in the backfield. Caleb Bullock with the interception with the Zezal Shaher tipping it, right? Almost running that back or running it back for a touchdown that's ultimately negated by a penalty. Caleb Bullock with the interception that solidifies it. And a forced fumble. All the turnovers happen back there. It is a front and a back, a whole defensive unit that is an absolute menace that I have called the Death Star. And to that point, question of the day. Elite defenses usually have nicknames. What would be the nickname that you would have for the Texans team? 713-572-4610.
The Death Star has potential, but I think you'd have some copyright infringement problems there.
I don't think the copyright infringement is the problem. I think you need to, if you were going to do Death Star, you need to put a spin on it so it's identifiable, right?
The great
wall of Dallas, right? Is but it's like, oh, that reminds you of something, but it's specific there, right?
Yeah,
Purple People Eaters, like it's reminiscent of something else, but
you know exactly
where to go, you know?
Yeah.
If you go, oh yeah, the Death Star defense, people go, but you want to have something that specifically ties you to the team, I imagine.
I like the Legion of Swarm. I like...
too derivative. We already, like Legion of Boom.
I like Swarm City. Yeah, I think I heard one of the players actually said, I forgot who, it was somebody that got drafted or signed. He said, Swarm City, let's go.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuck with me. I look at this as like, you coming in the NRG, Swarm City.
I like the ones that are, I hope not too serious. the Bayou Body Dumpers. Someone said.
Okay. All right, man.
I feel like we got to turn this car around.
Yeah.
Now. Yep. Going back home.
Yeah, that one feels a little rough. I feel like Swarm. It feels like it should be there, but I also wonder if that might be a little too on the nose, and then if that's also not really local. But
what about Red Swarm?
Red Swarm, I saw.
Yeah.
I found that to be interesting. The only problem was they don't wear
always
red enough.
Wear red.
Someone was. Yeah. Although. The way that they played, like Hellhounds, which honestly, Hellhounds of Houston came to mind, and I was like, this might be a little too cheesy. I guess I will turn it over to our cheesy expert, John Lopez. Is Hellhounds of Houston too cheesy?
That's a little bit too much alliteration.
Okay,
right.
Well, just because like they are dogged in their attack on the pass rush, like that red very much devious, devilish, hellacious. All of that came to mind, so I was like, that was one that came to mind for me. Are there any other thoughts for you? Raging Bulls, Bull Rush comes in on the text line. Fig, where you at?
Yeah, I'm still at Swarm City, to be honest, Swarm City? I can see it all on the walls, the NRG and all that stuff. Swarm City, it kind of remind me of like the jungle. When you go to Cincinnati, the jungle.
Welcome in. Or House of Pain back in the Oilers days.
Yeah.
That was House of Pain. I got Swarm City.
Swarm City.
I feel like Swarm City's really good. I just need one more thing on the... Like, for in my mind, it's like the Swarm City something.
What? Yeah.
Like, it feels like there needs to be a look... Because Swarm City almost feels like Clutch City.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it feels like, you know, if you're naming the
Which
defense...
Which might be a check mark.
It's
fair.
Yeah, it's Houston.
Yeah, that might be a House of Pain 2.0. Nah.
That's Tennessee, man. Yeah, leave that in Tennessee.
That's a little bit of too much. Man, we're getting a lot of them in
there. There's a lot of them. H-Town Hive. I did think of like something that is Swarm related, like something that, you know, like somebody went Killer Bees, which of course you've already had, but something that feels swarmy.
It got to be swarmy. Even like I think I was telling somebody how the third down chant, the Swarm.
Yeah.
Like I loved it. That felt good last night, hearing that with a full crowd.
And they were feeling it because of how well they were playing and everything else.
Jackson, Swarm.
Yep, they were feeling it.
It got to be something with Swarm or Swarm related.
Just an incredible atmosphere.
No,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was good.
It was loud
in there too, man.
Those night games, it's like a temptress of the dark, man. I mean, it just makes everybody, eat a little more, drink a little more, yell a little more.
No, what's funny is, you know, usually we always talk about how empty it is at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when kickoff happened, it was kind of full.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, everybody in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The Swarm Hole? I don't know about that.
That sounds kind of like this is one of those things.
Is that
that's
the
funny
play
enough?
On the Black Hole?
I don't know.
The Dogs of War defense.
Okay.
Interesting. Houston Hellhounds, not Hellhounds of Houston. Okay. I like what you're doing there to tidy that up. This is the thing, is the editorial process is necessary. One of the things I always find amazing or interesting about any of these nicknames, it's usually not something that's like, it's usually something that one person comes up with, somebody on, at the paper or like a broadcaster that comes up and then it just kind of latches on.
Yes.
So it feels like it'd be like a newspaper man like yourself would have some insight into it. And yet you gave us Legion of Swarm. So
strong. Strong to very strong. I like this one from the 832. I don't know why. It just kind of hits me good. Pit Bulls.
That's it?
The Pit Bulls.
Okay.
That's the pit. Really? That's the pit.
Who calls it the pit?
I don't know. We
oh, okay. I was like, I feel like
that's too generic. Yeah. Man.
You know, one of the things I also was trying to work off of as I was thinking about this, they are really big on hunting. Mm-hmm. They talk about this, hey, no, go hunt. And that was, honestly, Will Anderson Jr. talked about that in this game. It was like, I appreciated this from D'Amico, that his message was, just empty the tank. You're going to have a mini buy. It's going to be 10 days or so until you get Indy. Empty the tank. And those dudes did that. Like, that's
sure
a number of times with Josh Allen. It was the first iteration of either getting to him, touching to him, moving him off his spot was not what did it. It was the secondary continuing to hunt. And so I was like, is there something in Huntsman?
Mm-hmm.
Also, is all of this too forward focused? Do we need something that also incorporates the backside? Where I was like, is hunter-gatherers too...
Is that too kitschy? You had me at first.
Is it too kitschy?
Because
you got
the
guys up front are huntering, and the backside, we're just going to grab all these footballs.
I'm with you. That's why I didn't do sack whatever, and all that, because it's really the backside. That's why I kind of came up with Legion. Although I do kind of like this one. Where is it? They're coming in so fast.
Sons of Swarm is kind of nasty.
I like that one.
I kind of like that.
I like that one.
I like this one. Swarm Troopers.
Swarm Trooper? Ooh.
Swarm Troopers.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. We get Swarm.
Yeah.
We get the Death Star kind of evil empire kind of thing that it feels. Yeah. I kind of like what we're doing there.
I kind of like that one, 936.
I kind of like what we're doing there.
The Swarm Troopers.
Swarmnificent.
That way it's not just the front, front four or seven or whatever.
Bull Rush. Mm-hmm. Okay, very Soldiers of Swarm.
Oh, yeah.
Texan Swarm City. Okay. Mm-hmm. Swarm Stampede. A lot of people were trying to get a Stampede in here, which feels like it could work.
Are they still rolling with the Stampede stuff? Like heavy?
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
It seemed like they got away from the Bull Rush. Well, I think that.
The Bulls on Parade?
Yeah, I think they kind of
got away from that. Yeah. Yeah, they got away from that.
That's interesting. Somebody said you're not getting any better than Bulls on Parade, and it might not be. Like, are they going to be just the Bulls on Parade Part 2, 2.0? Either way, I think
I don't like that.
The most interesting thing when it comes to this defense is just that they are playing at that level where, I mean, you have everybody, because that was the beauty of an island game, everybody watching Thursday Night Football. One, also because it was an actual Thursday Night Football game worth watching.
Yeah.
And everybody in football is gushing over your defense. So get ready. You're in the limelight, and they have an opportunity to continue to bask in that limelight. Next few games are going to be in that same vein against the Colts, against the Chiefs. The league is watching, and of course the defense is ready to answer.
Department of Swarm.
Okay.
I like that.
I think we're getting somewhere.
We're getting somewhere. Yeah, we're close.
That's sending this over to Doug Vossett.
I can feel it.
You know what? I said that you need a newspaper man to get it right. Clearly Lopez isn't helping us. So how about coming up next, we welcome in Brandon Scott, who is a newspaper man.
Hurt.
And I feel like he will actually give us some insight here as well as we going around the NFL
that
next.
Right
in
here.
Your face.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.